Throughout the months of March and April, college campuses across Maryland will be raising awareness and rallying against the problem of human trafficking. It's a widespread issue and often goes underreported. For example, according to experts, it's not uncommon for a trafficked woman to find herself forced to take part in pornography under the threat of violence. Joining us now is Jean Allert, the executive director of the Samaritan Women. Jean, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This is a pretty new effort for you guys, these rallies. I mean, and you've got them going on at 14 different schools.
Yeah, it's very exciting. The student population has really taken the social justice issue and run with it.
And this is often an issue, as I recall, where you guys have found it hard for people to really come on board and put it in the forefront.
Well, I think it's hard to imagine that this is happening in the United States, let alone in our own backyard. And so there's a part of just disbelief that we have to get past. But the students have come up with a variety of creative ways of conveying the reality of the situation domestically as well as internationally so that people can begin to become more aware and also to engage. You know, their goal is to inform, engage, and also enrage so that we move to action.
So today, Towson University will be having their events and Morgan State University. What will be happening there?
Really exciting stuff. Towson is going to kick off tonight with some speakers and a focus on Maryland human trafficking landscape. Morgan is going to be doing a candlelight vigil for victims and a series of information programs. Later on in the week, there are going to be things like experience tents, where the students have constructed scenarios that are realistic scenarios of how somebody gets involved in a traffic situation. And it takes you through a simulation of a variety of those scenarios.
How does someone get involved, as you say, in a traffic situation?
Incredibly sad in the United States, the target victim for recruitment into commercial sex trafficking is actually a girl, on average, between the ages of 11 and 13. And so these predators go after the vulnerable in our population. Runaways, foster children, children who are estranged from a social network are very often targets. But there are also cases of abduction. Because the economics of this crime is so high that going after the demand, whether it's through violence or coercion, those are the most common methods.
And how do you know it's such a big problem?
Well, in Maryland, we're just beginning to get our handle on some data points so that we can get a gauge on it. But as we look at cities that are very comparable to our own and metropolitan areas that are similar in their demographics and sociographics, they've already identified that there's an acute problem in this area. In fact, just today there was a news release that 5 individuals were apprehended in Kentucky, and they had been specifically recruiting Hispanic women from Maryland and forcing them into prostitution down in their state.
Let's tell people a little bit more about the rallies if they want to participate. They're going on at Howard Stevenson, McDaniel College, University of Maryland College Park, Catonsville Community, just to name a few, and Loyola. So if you missed today at Towson and Morgan, they're happening through March and April if you want to find out more.
That's right. And most of the events are open to the public, and they're also available on MarylandCoalition.org.
Jean Allert, the executive director of the Samaritan Women, thanks so much for joining us.